And it's you who have created this growing organic movement all across this country to restore America to its own people. You know, in about 6 weeks, we're going to have July 4th in this country, and Americans get to celebrate that. But you're lucky here in New Mexico because you don't have to wait for Independence Day in July. You can have it on June the 7th, Independence Day for America. Bernie Sanders is our 2016 Declaration of Independence. We're declaring independence from the plutocratic, autocratic, kleptocratic, corporate elites who are knocking down the middle class and holding down the poor in our country. You know, the economists have a technical term for what they're doing to us. It's called stealing. Remember that song Woody Guthrie had about outlaws? That is, through this world I travel, I see lots of funny men. Some are robbed with a six gun and some with a fountain pen. It's the fountain pens who are doing the serious stealing in our society today. And that's why we're gathered together. The powers that be are as confused as goats on AstroTurf when it comes to understanding what America's really about. The notion that we're all in this together. And by the powers that be, I'm talking about the downsizers and privatizers. I'm talking about the Walmart wage whackers and the big oil frackers. I'm talking about the bosses, the bankers, the big shots, the bastards, and the bullshitters. They think they're the top dogs, and we're just a bunch of fire hydrants out here in the countryside, you know? But, you know, nothing's going to change from that freak show that the Republicans are running over there in that primary. They've got the Donald, the Cruiser, Snoopy, Sleazy, Dopey, Curly, and Moe over there. But too many of our Democratic leaders don't want to make big change either. You know, they say we've got to go slow. Incremental change, they say. Small steps. They're weaker than Canadian hot sauce when it comes to standing up for what the American people want. We've got to put some flying in mind. Well, they say that we just need to tweak the system. Well, excuse me, tweak is weak. You know, we can't just tweak the system. The system is broken, economic and politically. It's broken. Maybe some of y'all have a pickup truck. If that truck breaks down, you don't take it in and have a chrome handles put on the side of it. You've got to take it in and have it overhauled. Well, luckily this year, we've got somebody who's ready to overhaul America's political and economic system. Everybody say Bernie. You know, they call you an agitator now because you're supporting Bernie Sanders, but let Let me tell you something. The agitator is the center post in the washing machine that gets the dirt out. We need agitators in America. That's who you are. There's a old motel near my home in Austin, Texas. Got an iconic marquee sign out front of it. It says, no additives, no preservatives, corporate free since 1938. Yeah. That's pretty much Bernie Sanders right there. Corporate free. Now, he doesn't need any additives like issue coordinators and image consultants because his image is what he is. He doesn't need any preservatives like super PACs because you're his preservatives. The people are the preservatives here. So this is not his campaign, it is your campaign. This is our chance. This is the campaign. This is the candidate. This is the chance we've been waiting for. So let's go all out. Let's go into the living rooms, into the classrooms, into the workrooms, into the bar rooms in the next few days of this election. Spread this word out here. Get Bernie to win here in New Mexico. Then we're in California. Then we're on to the convention. Leave you with this thought. Louis Brizard, the late great Southern humorist, said something that we from the South have always known to be true, and that is that there's a big difference between being naked and being naked. Being naked means you have no clothes on, but being naked, that means you have no clothes on and you are up to something. So I'm here to say, let's get up to something. Let's put Bernie Sanders in the White House and we'll all go in with him. Here he is, Bernie Sanders, our man.